We asked Ron Van Dam how he thinks he comes across to his listening audience.
Bubbly and wonderful and funny all the time.
Wait, what? Whoa. Hold on. Have you listened to yourself recently? And by recently, I mean any time in the last 30 years of broadcasting? Because, wow. Okay, live the dream, Ronnie. You are listening to Ron Van Dam on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? No. No, that's not me. Okay. All right. Whatever. Did you fill out the forms? Seriously, did you fill out the forms so that you can listen to this show? Because I'm not responsible for anything that happens here at all. This is my disclaimer. Before you listen, you should have signed that damn thing. Come on, get a pen out. Get a pen out. We can't go any further until you take care of business. Get a pen. No, not that pen. One that writes. What are you trying to pull? All right, here's the forms. All right, page 7. All right, initial here. Initial here. Phone number here. Social Security number here. Routing bank account number here. Your routing number, please. Account number. Date of birth. That was a long birth. Your mother's name? Medical records? Criminal history, please. Corey report for you people named Corey. Sign here. Sign here. And here. All right, let me just look it over before we go any further. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry, no. You can't get away with this in other countries. God. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking care of that. Important. It is important in order to proceed. I have a guest coming up a little bit later in the program. That's neither here nor there. Well, it's mostly there. Certainly not here. It's later. My guest is it interesting? It's an interesting two people pair of people. They live in Los Angeles. They are both artists and designers, fairly well known. Although whatever. And they open up their home, which is a very odd-looking home. It's one of those incredible architecture, weird places, very, very modern, upscale thing. They've opened up their home to people to stay in their home with them. It's called an Airbnb. I know. B&B, I think, stands for bed and breakfast, although you get no breakfast, but you do get a bed. Air, I guess that's what you're supposed to breathe while you're there. I think it started with people, the hosts getting out an air mattress and saying, here, sleep on the floor for $10. Everything has its start somewhere, I suppose. I don't know the roots of it because I never saw the movie Roots. But I'll tell you something. This is a very successful couple. They've opened up their home. People stay there because of the incredible architecture of this Los Angeles home. I'm going to tell you before we do the interview, I'm not into this. I'm not into the Airbnb thing. I'm not a customer. I'm not a host. I don't play one on TV. I am not into having people stay in my home at all, even people I know, even family members. It's just wrong. This is my abode. This is where I kick off my shoes, lay back, and do my thing. I don't know what any of that meant, but I think you get the gist of it just because I told you that. No one's staying in my home. I don't know who these strangers are. They could be axe murderers or murderers using other implements. They could be insurrectionists. They could have food allergies and I could kill them by mistake. I can't have people in my home. I just can't because they don't leave. Yeah, we'll pay you $200 a night to stay in your house. Okay, it sounds tempting, but when do you leave? Oh, once we're in here, we're squatters. We're not leaving. As a matter of fact, when you go to bed at night, keep one eye open, if you know what I mean. Which eye? Any of them. We may appear nice, but once we get settled in your little Airbnb room, the gloves are off, baby. We're going to be smoking pot, doing drugs. We're going to have people over having sex on your front lawn. We're doing it, baby. We paid the money for the room. We're doing it. I can't. I have lived long enough to realize that most human beings, not all of them, but most of them, are not to be dealt with. I can't. Now, if I was a traveling man, and I wanted to stay in somebody else's home? No, not me. I don't know who you people are. I mean, same thing. You could axe murder me. I mean, I can't. Why would I want to stay in your home? I don't know you. Why would I want to spend time with you? You could be an asshole. Chances are you are. By the law of averages and the history of me meeting people who are certifiably asshole-ish. They have certificates. I can't stay with you. I don't even want to look at you. Much less stay in your house. Are you kidding me? People pay to stay in people's houses. Okay. Here's a little thing that they invented a while ago. It's called hotel rooms. They don't cost that much more money than staying in somebody's nice house. Possibly they do cost a little bit more, but it's worth it for the convenience of having nobody else in your room. But Ron, when you're staying in a hotel, you're staying in a building with hundreds of other people. Yes, with my door locked and I don't have to look at them. I have no idea who's in that hotel, unless I wander into the hall with my pants off. Other than that, I don't know who's in there. No, I can't. Airbnb, I mean, look, for every person there is a thing. It's not my thing. I have also learned that I cannot judge other people. Well, I can, but it's not right to do. If you like staying in other people's homes, I don't know why, go for it. I don't care. If you want to jump into somebody's car because it has a sticker on the windshield that says Uber, I think, then get in their car. I don't care. Just get in a stranger's car. My parents told me when I was little, don't get in strangers' cars. Okay, well, unless I'm paying for it? What are you talking about? These people aren't licensed. They're people who can't find jobs. What are you doing? I'm going to sit in the back seat of some stranger's car where they probably fornicated the night before. I don't know that you did. I don't know that you didn't. I'm not getting in your car. I don't know you. Why would I get in your car and have you drive me somewhere just because I asked you to? Especially if I'm attractive and I'm an attractive woman or I'm an attractive man. I mean, you know, nature takes its course. And vice versa, if I'm an Uber driver, I don't want strangers in my car. I don't know where you've been. I don't know where you parked your butt 10 minutes ago. And you're behind me. I can't see you coming up on me. I'm driving the car. I don't know what you're doing back there. And I can't turn around and I'm taking my eyes off the road. No. Uber, schmoober. Airbnb, air schmeanb. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I have a choice. It's a free country. I don't need to put up with that crap. There are alternatives. I can get into a registered taxi cab. Registered. By the city, by the town, whatever the case may be. That's their job. That's what they do all day. Registered taxi cab. Let's do that. How about hotel room? Let's do that. I just don't get it. You know what? With the Airbnb and this couple, I've talked to them before. They're really nice people. You have to be a people person. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a people person. I don't know if you've listened to my show before. I'm not a people person. There are people walking around on the planet. Doesn't mean I have to be a people person. Some people are fine, but not for an extended period of time, and I'm not staying in their house. Come on. I draw the line somewhere, even though I'm not an artist. And these bed and breakfast things, they have them in Vermont and things like that, you know. Yeah, Vermont is, you know, it's crazy in Vermont. It is crazy. Have you ever been to Vermont? It's crazy. There's people there. But they're just like, I don't understand what horror movie they came out of. And Stephen King, living in Maine, which is just like Vermont, he didn't help the persona very much. I'm not going to stay in your house and have you tell me that breakfast is ready. Then I come down into your dining room. I don't even know who you are. I don't even know your name. And you're giving me food. I don't know where you keep the rat poison. I have no idea. I don't know what your fetishes are. Why are you dressed in all leather with a whip? What's up with that? Is that a theme thing? Is this a theme hotel? A theme bed and breakfast? I'm going to give you a bed and I'm going to give you breakfast. Now get the hell out of my house. You're going to use one of my bathrooms? I don't even know you. I don't know what diseases you may have. No, not for me. No. Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat. Some people find it exciting to meet new people. I find it an imposition. Oh, not another person to meet. Oh, God. How many do I have to meet here? Is this a requirement? No, it's not a requirement. So these Airbnb people, they're lovely people. I would stay in their house, only I'm not that kind of person. So it ain't going to happen. But it doesn't mean they're not nice. I meet people all the time, especially in my profession. I meet them constantly. I talk to them. We talk about things I wouldn't talk to my friends about with these interview things that I've been doing for decades and decades. I don't know these people, but we're sharing information, sometimes intimate information. But you know what the key is? They don't come home with me. And I don't get in their car. And they don't get in mine. That's the difference. I sound a bit curmudgeon-y, don't I? Well, I'm harmless. Just curmudgeon-y. It's not that I don't like you. It's that I don't have to. Whatever. It's a whatever kind of thing. Ron, you want to stay in my house?
No, I don't.
Why, don't you like me?
I think you're fine.
Why don't you want to stay in my house? You sound very needy is what the problem is. No, you pay me to stay in my house. Okay, now this is really making no sense at all. Come on. Come on. I have a friend, and I use these terms so loosely. Every time I say the word friend, there's going to be air quotes somewhere floating around that word. A friend who loves to go camping. I don't. Because, again, they have hotel rooms now with air conditioning. Friend loves to go camping. Go up to Maine to the Saco River. I don't know what that is. Sounds like a puppet show in Maine. I don't know what it is. I guess it's a riving. It's a river. It's a riving. Look at a pretty riving. It's a river or something or a stream or whatever. And you go kayaking. I don't go kayaking. It doesn't make sense. I'm not a salmon. I don't shove my legs into a small tube and go sailing down rapids. I'm not into it. Got better things to do. Guy loves to go white water rafting. I don't know what that is. I assume the white water would be the caps from the rapid stream flowing. The rapids. Whenever I hear the word rapids, I always figure there's a waterfall at the end. I don't know. I think there is. Loves to go whitewater rafting and to camp on the side of the stream. How does that affect me? It doesn't. The only way it would affect me is if I was forced to go, which will never be the case. That's how it would affect me. But otherwise, you do what you want. You can go skydiving. You can go bungee jumping. You can take a knife and thrust it between your fingers. You can do what you want. I don't care. I do draw the line, though. I do draw the line. If someone gets too stupid or too political, then we're done. We're finished. It's over. I mean, there are a lot of people walking the earth. There's no reason why I have to be forced to be with you. This is not a punishment. So, no. But other than that, you do what you want. Here's the rule of life. Here's the rule of getting along with other people. You respect me. I respect you. You do nothing that invades my privacy. I do nothing that invades yours. And we'll coexist just fine. I don't need to have conversation with you. Nothing like that. You don't stay in my home. I don't stay in your home. You don't get in my car. I don't get in your car. And everybody's happy. Nobody's driving anybody to the airport. Nobody's helping anybody move. Nobody's having sex. Nothing like that. A simple rule of thumb. I don't know what rule of thumb means. I have rules for my thumb. What are you talking about? The hell does that mean? All right, short commercial break. A statement of authenticity, and then my Airbnb friends will join us. But first, there's this.
Hello, I'm Dick Mulligan III, owner of Big Dick's Huge Sausage. My grandpa Richard Mulligan opened Big Dick's Huge Sausage back in the 50s with the intention of bringing local folks good food based around custom-crafted sausages made right here in our area. He wanted to be sure people got the most bang for their family buck by filling their bellies, and he wanted to do it maybe with a little bit of a wink, because back then, people could take a joke. Recently, it's been brought to my attention through Yelp reviews and Facebook posts and Twitters and Insta-whatevers that some people are offended by our name and some of our menu items and how we do business. So in the spirit of, well, not having to listen to that, we will be making some changes here at Big Dick's Huge Sausage. First off, we're changing the name. Big Dick's Huge Sausage is now Mulligan's Sausages and More. And that "and more" thing is because several people, including Patty CZU1754, felt the need to call out the fact that we also do hot dogs and burgers and fries and chicken sandwiches and onion rings, you know, like So many restaurants do, but apparently Patty Sees You 1754 and Mr. Twister 27, among others, with a lot of free time, feel it's false advertising to only say sausages, so fine. We'll also be changing the name of some menu items. The Little Dick Hot Dog, which again is custom crafted for us by a butcher here in our area, will now just be called a hot dog on the kids' menu. Our Big Sack of Fries is now just a bag of French fries. And our best-selling hardwood-grilled 14-inch long hot Italian sausage, which you cannot get anywhere else around here, will no longer be called the Throat Buster, nor will a staff member offer to hold it for you while you eat it with no hands. And finally, and quite honestly, this is a change I should have made years ago. We will no longer dispense condiments like mayonnaise and mustard out of hollowed-out dildos. That was my dad's idea. He was not entirely right in the head. Mulligan Sausages and More, we're changing with the times. I hope to see you soon, unless your Patty Sees You 1754.
We're talking to Airbnb private room super hosts Rendezvous and Eric Allen. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us in from our Airbnb home.
Wow. Okay. Are you still on Earth? Actually, wouldn't that be interesting to have an Airbnb on Mars? Ooh.
I'm sure that's coming.
I'm sure it is. We're talking about connecting travelers and locals for affordable stays, which is what Airbnb is. First of all, your private room super host, what does that mean?
Well, being a super host is something that you have to earn mm-hmm. by being super.
I see.
And also, I also have to wear a Superman t-shirt.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
It means you get lots of good reviews.
Yeah.
And you're listing is up to a particular standard of excellence.
Okay. Now, what is the difference between an Airbnb and a private room being Airbnb?
I think the difference is an Airbnb listing can include like a whole house mm-hmm. or lots of rooms, whereas a private room is what it sounds like. A single room and bathroom and a house like ours.
In our house.
Yeah, in our house. Uh-huh. We have a back sort of area, and when we became empty nesters, uh-huh. Those rooms were just sitting there.
Wow. So is this likened to a bed and breakfast? What are the differences between a bed and breakfast setup and an Airbnb private room?
We
don't serve breakfast.
There you go. That's it.
We only occasionally serve a breakfast to really good guests.
Who are super guests.
That's right. Super okay. guests.
I get it. Now,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, anybody can do this. I mean, if they're in a situation where they do have a room, but they don't want to rent it to a tenant and that kind of thing, you can actually just do this. Is that how that works?
Well, that's how it worked for us. Mm-hmm. We turned it off really small, in a small way. Uh-huh. Like
testing it out.
We liked it. We thought, let's try it for a month and see how it goes. Uh-huh. And
we did like it. We still do like it.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very rewarding, and not just financially. It's for us, it's very meaningful to make these contacts, uh-huh. to share the architecture of our home and our city, Los Angeles, with people. And
our favorite spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the room that you're dealing with, it has its own separate bathroom and kitchen. Is that how that works?
Well, the kitchen is shared, uh-huh. as is this room that we're sitting in right now.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen and dining room and this downstairs room are shared, and we're very comfortable sharing. Mm-hmm. And we also are very sensitive about whether guests want their space or if they want to engage and have a conversation. It's easy to tell.
Do you both interview the guests first? Like, what if someone's living in your home and you don't like them at all, or they're smoking or something like that, or they smell,
right.
You know, that, I mean, like, you know, how far do you go with that?
Well, that is very interesting. Okay. So like, for instance, there's this new function on the Airbnb website that just rolled out, which makes it easier for guests to sort of know the kind of hosts that we are or anyone is, and for us to also get a better sense of the guests. We do have rules that are attached to our listing.
Mm-hmm. We ask them to read it and say that they've read it.
Ah. Right. And if they accept the listing, they're also agreeing to those rules and guidelines.
Okay.
But also, you know, our experience has been that our house sort of self-selects really great people. I can't remember when we've had a guest that we hated or smelled bad.
Or both. Yeah. Actually, I know a few people that have gotten into the Airbnb on a fairly regular basis. One of them just over the summer months for that time in the Cape Cod area. And they're just like the two of you. They're very, very happy with it, and they're very comfortable with it, and they kind of enjoy meeting the people.
Yeah, for sure. Again, it was a process, and you can take it slow at the beginning, which is sort of my recommendation for other hosts that want to get into it. Also, you can sort of set, like, okay, we'll just be available for a week, and then you can block off your listings, have a conversation, and do we like this or not.
Nice.
But it's really, really easy. You just...
You're in charge.
That's true.
You're possessed.
Yeah.
Huh. Nice. Well, you sound like really nice people, so I guess anybody would want to stay there, which is nice. That helps. Yeah, it's wonderful. Do you have any repeat people who come back and say, hey, I want to come back again someday?
We do. And also, most of our guests, when they leave, they follow Rhonda on Instagram, and she follows them back.
And we kind of talk to each other on Instagram.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we have had repeat guests.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's somewhat of an income for you, too, certainly.
Yeah, it's really great to go to sleep and wake up and realize you need some money.
I like that. Actually, I did that in my younger days, but I don't want to talk about that.
The back room is just sitting there, you know? No one is using it, so it's nice.
Yeah. Very
and,
cool.
You know, it's pretty easy to start your Airbnb. Like, it's not really that difficult. You have to have an extra room, or you have, like, a guest house or something. It's easy to put it up and list it.
And the way we designed it is, where would we want to stay? How would we want it to look?
Right.
But we do like hosting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have parties.
Cool. Sounds like fun. Sounds pretty good. How does one embark upon this, whether they'd like to stay at a location or where they'd like to open their location up to guests? How do you do this?
Well, I mean, you just go to the Airbnb website, and it'll talk you through and help you either. Well, you do have to join whether you're a guest or a host, but it'll talk you through. And I would assume that if you have any issues about signing up or listing, you could just call Airbnb. They'll talk you through.
Great.
I hope that's the case.
Well, I would feel more comfortable staying with super hosts than not. So that's a notch in your belt, and that's cool. But we can all aspire to be super hosts, I guess.
Well, when we became super hosts, we were like, what? We made it.
You've made it. Now, life is worth living.
Okay. I can die happy.
Yeah. Hey, everyone has a purpose in life. Well, you both sound like a lot of fun, and you do sound like super hosts, and congratulations, and thanks for opening up the idea to people. The website, again, is Airbnb, I would suppose you can just Google that.
Right, or just type it in. Yeah.
Yeah, I could type it
in.
They
have a pretty good website. It's very easy to navigate.
Fine. Pleasure meeting the both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Ron. When you're in Los Angeles, come book our room.
Yeah. You know, you got a deal. Rhonda and Eric, thank you so much for your time today. We'll take care. All right. Good people. Good people. I have shot my load for today. I'll be back again. Ron, whoa. That was not right. Don't do that. Okay. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until then, I wish you peace. Oh, my God.